This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Kevin Zeller of Kevin Zeller Pilates Plus and the Awoken and Unbroken Experience. Kevin is a Pilates instructor, accountability coach, and combines these two practices in exclusive retreats for entrepreneurs and business leaders. And Kevin, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Of course, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure to have you with us as well. Looking forward to hearing from you. So if you would, for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you get started with Pilates?
Of course. Well, I got started with Pilates at a pretty young age. It was in high school. I was going to a private high school in Mexico that didn't offer physical education. So we didn't have our normal PE classes. And I began to run on my own. It was kind of a meditative escape for me. I loved running long distances. And without really the proper training, I injured my knee. It was a small meniscus tear. So it was that, along with a hamstring injury that I endured during my short stint as a modern dancer, also in Mexico, that led initially to my Pilates practice. And then my junior year of high school, I ended up studying for a year in Paris and sort of dabbled with Pilates then, but really got into it the following summer when I moved for that summer to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I got to work with a couple of amazing teachers that I just by luck stumbled across, named Maya Aubrey and another named Michelle Larson, who directed me toward the Pilates Center in Boulder, which just so happens to be one of the best, if not the best school to get certified at. So I was very lucky finding that school initially without having to end up there. And I got my certification along with my integrative physiology degree at CU Boulder, and then my master's teaching certificate also in Boulder at the Pilates Center. And shortly after then graduating college and getting my two Pilates certifications, I decided to check out the East Coast. My father is from the East Coast, and I just really wanted to see what it was all about. So I got a job teaching in the Hamptons, in Sag Harbor specifically. And shortly after that, was invited to teach in Paris since I spoke French. And the seasons, luckily enough, varied perfectly between Paris and the Hamptons. So I bounced back and forth between the two for about 5 years until I had developed a very strong clientele base in the Hamptons who encouraged me to give New York City a go. I really never pictured myself living in New York City. So I was a bit reluctant, but decided to try it out. And here I am 10 years later. I've run a successful business there now. It will be 10 years on January 8th, actually, in New York City, and have a really thriving business between New York City and the Hamptons that I absolutely love. So the practice has been life-changing, was truly life-changing for me, and it has been a gift and an honor to be able to share that work with all of my amazing clients for so many years.
Well, I've got to say that's quite a background. You've experienced a lot in your life and really some awesome information and details and backstory there. Thanks for that. Now, with a thriving Pilates practice, what made you want to expand into coaching? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
Of course. Well, that was really a very natural progression for me. Since I would say my experience of the Pilates practice has always, and one of my clients said it best, transcended the physical. And I think that that really stems from, you know, on a surface level, I say that I came to Pilates due to a knee and hamstring injury, but on a much more profound level, I really came to it at such a young age because of the passing of my mom. She died when I was 12 years old. And I find when you experience a loss at such a young age, you're often, or I should speak from my personal experience, I was unable to process that loss with a spoken word. I couldn't really describe what it was I was feeling, but I could process it somatically through my practice of Pilates. And so my style of teaching has really consequently been very holistic. It's taken into account the entire human, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. I once had a group of clients sitting around a table talking about why my teaching is different. And one of them said it's a very spiritual experience. And I have to believe it comes from having experienced that loss at a very young age. And really just at a certain point along my teaching path, I began recognizing that the mind and body are intrinsically linked, and it was impossible to address one without the other. I also began noticing the way my clients, or how the way my clients were thinking, was really getting in the way of their process and their progress. And I knew that their thinking was the gateway ultimately to their success. And so developing my clientele base that is basically female, powerful female entrepreneurs, was also a very natural progression, since that just happened to be the majority of women that I was teaching. And I noticed that a lot of them were feeling stuck and not achieving their highest potential because, as I mentioned earlier, of their thinking, limiting belief systems. And they were also buffering with unhealthy habits. Working with them, it just felt natural. It was never a real decision I made. It just sort of happened because of my life experience and who I was lucky enough to be working with at the time.
Thanks for giving us some insight on why you decided to expand into coaching. Now, taking that further, what is accountability coaching and how do you work with your clients in that way?
Of course, that's a great question. So my accountability coaching is a goal-oriented and results-driven 90-day program where clients basically have me in their back pocket. So when they sign up with me, I see them weekly for either one-on-one or group coaching, depending on the program that they choose. And then in addition to the one-on-one or group coaching sessions that they get weekly, I'm also in contact with them daily via Slack, a private Slack channel, to make sure that they're following through with the positive action steps that will lead to their desired results. And I like to keep the coaching groups very small. I limit them to only 5 participants per group, and I also take on only one one-on-one coaching client at a time, and that just helps to ensure that they get all of the one-on-one attention and support that they need to succeed. So we tend to focus on everything from time management, thought work, as I've mentioned a couple of times, also helping them to unapologetically prioritize their values, needs, and desires, which I have found working with female entrepreneurs is perhaps especially challenging for them as women who tend toward putting the needs of others before their own. That's been the experience with my clients. And just sort of giving them permission to put themselves first is enormously powerful. So that, in a nutshell, is what the accountability coaching that I offer entails.
Certainly needed. And again, we want to thank you for joining us here today. We're speaking with Kevin Zeller of Kevin Zeller Pilates Plus and the Awoken and Unbroken Experience. Kevin is a Pilates instructor, accountability coach, and combines these two practices in exclusive retreats for entrepreneurs and business leaders here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what is the biggest challenge that you find impedes entrepreneurs from achieving their goals? Touch on that just a little, if you would, as well.
Of course. Well, I would say the number one challenge that I see with my clients is their inability to process negative emotion, or a perceived inability, I should say, to process negative emotion, and a really paralyzing fear of failure. I see clients often make their failures mean so much about themselves, almost as if failing means that they themselves are failures. And we try to, or I try to teach, that the exact opposite is true, that in order to exceed, failure is an essential part of the process. I often tell my clients that the most successful entrepreneurs out there aren't any better at succeeding than anyone else, but they have really mastered the art of failing. So 100%, I would say that's the number one thing that I see as the biggest challenge that impedes my entrepreneurs from achieving their goals. So as a recovering perfectionist, I like to call myself, I created Awoken and Unbroken with this sort of work at its very core. And that's just to help clients really wake up to their limitless potential and worth. That is something that they are born with. And then they get to get curious, creative, and playful around what is possible.
Kevin, thanks for your input there. That is most helpful. Appreciate it as well. Now, I imagine these two business verticals of Pilates and coaching come together on your retreats. Tell us about the retreat experience and what can attendees expect and who is it for?
Of course, I'd love to. So my Awoken and Unbroken retreats are for female entrepreneurs who are feeling stuck, as I mentioned earlier, who haven't prioritized themselves, their values, needs, and desires in a while, their goals in a while. And as a female entrepreneur in the health industry, I know that if I'm not functioning optimally, neither is my business. So it's very important that they begin to put themselves unapologetically first when it comes to their health and well-being. And my retreats provide an opportunity for these women to spend a week completely free of any sort of decision fatigue. My team and I have everything planned out down to the very last detail. They literally just buy their ticket, land, and we take care of them from that point forward. You could kind of think of it as a special like slice of time in paradise. The accommodations are gorgeous, during which guests can completely revamp their health. I have a private chef who offers delicious and very healthy, nourishing food, do daily beach walks, Pilates 2 to 3 times a day, and this amazing, I call it a sweat till you drop hip hop yoga dance class taught by my dear friend Tasha. So much fun. The entire sphere experience is then woven together with an inspiring and thought-provoking curriculum that I've developed. It's the Awoken and Unbroken core curriculum that sets the tone for each day. It serves to spark meaningful conversation between the women and connection, and also leaves them with extremely valuable tools that they can apply to their personal health and business goals and really to their life in general long after the retreat experience has ended. That's really where the value lies.
These retreats sound like a lovely experience. And again, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today to introduce yourself as well as Kevin Zeller Pilates Plus. Before you go into conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
Absolutely. I think the number one tip I have is that when working toward a goal, recognizing that failing and experiencing other negative emotion is really a necessary part of the process. And that doesn't mean that anything has gone wrong. And it certainly doesn't mean anything about you as a person. I believe that developing this capacity, ditching perfectionism, which has been the story of my life, my life work, and also getting playful and creative with the process is extremely important. See what you're capable of because you're alive and you can. But not because achieving anything is going to somehow make you more worthy. And I have to share what my dad always said, make sure that you're having fun along the way. Sometimes we lose sight of that. And so that would be my tip.
I like it. Having fun along the way, no matter what. Thank you so much, Kevin, for joining us here today. Of course, I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on your retreats as well as your practice, Kevin Zeller Pilates Plus.
Of course. Well, they can go to my website. It's just kevinzeller.com, KevinZeller.com. Or also follow me on Instagram, also Kevin Zeller, or LinkedIn, which is also under my name, Kevin Zeller.
And listeners, as always, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Kevin, all the best. And again, we thank you for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
And the pleasure was all ours as well. Again, we've been speaking with Kevin Zeller of Kevin Zeller Pilates Plus in the Awoken and Unbroken Experience. Kevin is a Pilates instructor, accountability coach, and combines these two practices in exclusive retreats for entrepreneurs and business leaders. And again, for all the details, visit kevinzeller.com. EnterpriseFitRadio.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.